Lady Evangeline Stoddard, Countess of Whibley, stared across the desk at Mr. Popple, of Popple Employment Agency, and decided that lying was her best option.
"I'm a housekeeper," she insisted. "I'm looking for something in that line of work."
Evie normally didn't make a habit of lying, her mother had seen to that, but in this case, she didn't know what else to do. She had already been to 4 other employment agencies. At the first 2, she made the mistake of flashing her rank and title around, assuming they would bow down to her wishes. But apparently nobody took a countess seriously when she said she was looking for work. They simply bowed her out of the office. At the other agencies, she omitted her full name, but unwisely agreed to a skills assessment so they could place her in the most suitable job. They laughed her out the door after determining she had no marketable skills. She was not about to repeat those mistakes now. Mr. Popple, who was a grey, lifeless sort of man with a monotone voice, turned positively bubbly at her declaration.
"A housekeeper," he chirped.
"Indeed? Well then, young lady, I have just the job for you." He waltzed across the office, zipped open a filing cabinet, and produced a thick file.
Mr. James Winkle is in immediate need of a housekeeper, and I think you'll suit very well."
He grinned broadly as he completed a form.
"Mr. James Winkle?" Evie repeated.
"What sort of man is he?"
He's in a business something or other," Mr. Popple said vaguely, as he scribbled out a few more lines, sealed the form, and handed it to her with a bit of a bounce. "Now, it's a live-in position, and the location is a touch remote, but you won't mind that, will you? You'll take the South Road out of town. Tinsbrook Village is a 3-mile walk from here, and Mr. Winkle's residence, Grimley Cottage, is a 1/2-mile south of the village. Present this paper. It gives you my full recommendation, and if Mr. Winkle agrees to hire you on, have him sign at the bottom and post it back to me."
And that was it. No references, no awkward questions about previous work experience.
Evie marvelled over her good fortune as Mr. Popple accompanied her to the door and sent her off with a gracious goodbye. She carefully slid the paper into the pocket of her peasant frock. She had a job, or at least would have one once she persuaded this Winkle person that she was worth every word of Mr. Popple's recommendation. Evie had no concerns there. She was a master of persuasion. And once she had this job and held on to it for 3 months, she would win her bet. Then that snooty little housemaid would have something to huff about. Evie still grew red in the face when she thought about that presumptuous servant girl who had dared suggest that she, Lady Evangeline Stoddard, wasn't competent enough to get even the most meagre of jobs, much less keep a job that required real work. As she neared the edge of town, she heard a familiar sound behind her and groaned. It was her brother's blasted carriage again. She thought she had eluded it after breakfast, but the driver had somehow found her. Evie had a few choice words saved up for her brother Darius. He was such a fuss and a nuisance, insisting on trailing her so he could bring her home when she came to her senses and saw the stupidity of her wager. As if! And since Evie refused to get into the carriage, it followed her every step, like a faithful lapdog. Nothing made a girl feel more conspicuous than having a fully crested carriage with a team of white horses at her heels. Even worse, anyone she approached to ask for a ride took a look at that carriage and laughed in her face. So she had to walk the entire 3 miles to Tinsbrook Village. When she reached the village, she took action.
Do you always have strange men in black carriages stalking the girls in this village?" she fearfully asked the vendor, who sold her a loaf of crusty bread for lunch. "That man has been hot on my heels, leering at me."
She looked back at her brother, who was hanging his head out the carriage window, and was, in fact, leering at her.